After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, "O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Share with you all this morning one of my favorite possessions I have. Over the past couple years, my sister has made all sorts of pictures of one of my childhood favorite stories, Calvin and Hobbes. I have one for every season now, and she just made the fourth for the fall. Now, I love this so much because it's a gift from my sister, but also, if you look closely, you can see her name written in there. You probably can't see it from this far away. But we can know a lot about her just from looking at this. You know, she's pretty good at art. You know that she cares about me and wants to make a really amazing gift. You know she knows the right materials to use. You can know a lot about her just from looking at what she made. In the same way, today in our first reading, St. Paul, Romans chapter 1, he says, we can know God by what he has created. He says there's no excuse for us to believe in God, which is an amazing thing to say boldly. We all know that God exists because we exist. We know there is a God, we know there's a creator because there's creation. And not only we know there's a creator, we also know a lot about him. We know he's very powerful to be able to just decide that the world is going to exist and boom, it does. We know that he's very creative. He made crazy things like fire. Are us. We know that he's good because he made us in his image. And he made us good and our hearts longing to love others. He made other people that love us too. We know so much about God because of what he has made. An amazing saint, Saint Therese of Lisieux, one time saw a mother hen take its little chick and put it under its wing. And Therese started crying. And one of her sisters asked, "Therese, what's wrong?" And she said, "This is how good God has been to me. He has always taken me under his wing." Therese saw God when he saw something in creation, a hen and its little chick. When we see this painting, we can see the creator, my sister in this case. When we look at creation, all that God has made, the sky, the stars, the sea, us, we know something about God and how good he is. Our spiritual exercise today is to look at what God has created and try to understand God a little bit more from what he's made. We can look at the sky and just wonder, God, how amazing you are to make it somehow beautiful this day. Maybe we can look at our friend and their face, their smile, and just recognize how blessed we are that we have someone like that in our lives. I challenge you guys to try really hard, to try and find God's name written in his creation. Sometimes you have to look a little hard. It helps if you pray and ask the Holy Spirit for help. But if you try and see God's goodness in creation, you'll get to know something about God, and you'll get to know God a little bit more.